Welcome to Ask Away, a podcast where kids can ask anything about the Bible. This is Meredith, and today I am here with some new friends. I'm here with...
My name is Noah, and I'm 10.
My name is Ella, and I'm 6.
And Noah and Ella are going to explore a Bible story with me today. Together, we will talk about that, and they will jump in with things that they notice and wonder about, think is weird. And then we always take some questions from kid listeners just like you. After the show, we hope you'll join in. What did you notice or wonder about or think was weird? You can record it and send it to us, which I'll tell you more about at the end of the episode. The Bible's pretty amazing because it helps us get to know who God is and what God's like, but also it's kind of weird and it's written from a time a really long time ago. And so what we most of all want you to know is that when it comes to God and the Bible, every question is okay and you can ask away. Well, welcome to Ask Away. We are so glad that you're listening along today. What story are we going to be exploring together?
God makes breakfast.
God makes breakfast. That is exactly it. This story, if you were in a real Bible, you'd find it in the book of John in chapter 21.
That's my favorite book.
It's your favorite book, John is?
That's the name of my dad.
Oh, very cool. I was going to ask, what's your favorite? So the story happens at the end of Jesus' time here on earth. He has already died, he's already back alive, and his friends and followers are on a boat fishing because that's what they know how to do and because they don't know what to do with themselves.
Is this the one where Jesus walks on water?
Not the one where he walks on water, okay. Although we do have a lot of those too. It's interesting how many we have that are similar to that. This time, they're on the boat, they're fishing, because it's what they know how to do, and because they don't really know what to do, because Jesus has died, they've heard that maybe he's actually not dead, but they also kind of know that dead people tend to stay dead, so let's go fish, right? Let's go fish.
Let's go fish and kill some more things.
And so they're out there. The Bible tells us it's Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathaniel, and a couple of others. It literally says, and two others.
Let's call them Noah and Ella.
Noah and Ella, also on the boat. Totally what happened. So they fish through the night, actually, because the fish are more active. And then they sort of wrap up in the early morning. That's sort of the style of fishing they do. They have these nets, and they go over the boat, and then they kind of see what they can bring up. And so early morning has come after all night fishing, and they got nothing. It was just like not a very good fishing night. So they're tired and they're cleaning up their nets and they're kind of out on this lake. And Jesus shows up on the beach and they don't recognize him. And he calls out and says, have you caught any fish? And he says, throw your net out to the other side of the boat.
Oh, I know the story now. I remember it. They get like the net is full. They have too much.
Yeah, and the net like starts to break almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does it remind you of any other stories with fishing in the boat?
Yes, I have, but I don't know how to put, like...
Yes.
I have.
It's like ringing a bell.
Yes.
It's ringing a bell because back when they first met Jesus, he showed up on a beach. They had been fishing all night and not caught anything.
Oh.
And he told them to throw their net to the other side.
Oh.
Yeah. So they do. And like you said, there's this huge catch of fish that fills the boats. And they can't even like haul them all in. They have to like drag them out alongside while they row the boat back into shore. And so as this is happening, it rings a bell for Peter too. It's like, wait a minute, this feels familiar. And so the boat's still kind of in the shallow end of the lake. And Peter realizes it's Jesus. So he jumps out of the boat.
And swims or walks.
Swims, walks, wades, gets all wet. And makes his way up to the beach. And everybody else has to pull the boat in. I don't know how they're feeling about Peter bailing on them. But they pull the net in. And as they're all getting out of the boat, they get up to the beach. And what they find is breakfast.
Oh.
They get up and Jesus has cooked fish.
fast.
Fast. That is interesting. Yeah, when did Jesus cook the fish?
How did he get the grill? That's what I'm
wondering.
Well,
they would have done rocks and, like, twigs and leaves and stuff.
Was it really that? How did he do it so fast? Magic.
Maybe he got the fire ready before he called out to them.
Probably. Yeah,
and
that's probably.
Had it going.
Yeah.
On they go.
I bet that's it. That's it.
And because they're on a beach, you can do a fire pit on the beach. We have all learned that we all are from a similar town with a beach in California. Mm-hmm. And you can, like, dig out the sand and put your firewood in the sand, and it won't, like, cause a fire anywhere else. That kind of fire pit, not a grill. And so Jesus has cooked breakfast for his friends, and he invites them to come and sit and eat. And they totally cannot believe that this is Jesus. And also, they're so glad it's Jesus, because of course they want Jesus to be alive.
Did they know that Jesus was alive yet? Did they hear but not fully believe, or like not hear at all?
Such a good question. I think at this point, there's like rumors.
Okay.
Because Jesus had said a few things before he died that, like, nobody totally knew that that meant he'd come alive, but also afterwards, as they started saying, hey, the tomb is empty, then people looked back and they're like, huh, that stuff he said. They, I think, had, like, some stuff on their mind, but they really weren't sure yet. And so they have breakfast, and Jesus grabs Peter, and they go off to talk. Because the last time Jesus and Peter saw each other wasn't so great.
Wasn't it the time where Jesus, like, what, 2 days before he died? And they were, like, in the forest? And Jesus was praying to God? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, and Peter fell asleep. And then Jesus got arrested. And it was really scary for everybody because they...
Somebody got their ear chopped off.
There was an ear chopping incident. Jesus healed the ear because Jesus isn't
magic.
So much about the violence.
Yeah.
And so everybody's scared as Jesus gets arrested. They wonder if they're also going to get arrested. They wonder if they're also going to get killed. So they want to stay with Jesus, but also they're really afraid. And they all kind of ran. They all kind of hid. Well, in the middle of all that, some people found Peter, and they're like, hey, you were with the Jesus guy. And Peter's like, no, I wasn't. Like, no, really, we know that you were with Jesus. And he's like, nope, not me. But he had told Peter ahead, you're going to deny me before the morning comes. You're going to say you didn't know me. Yeah, and sure enough, he does. Well, just as, like, friends, as people who care about each other, that's super hard, right?
Yeah.
If your good friend was like, yeah, no, I'm not, I don't know you. And so Jesus pulls Peter aside after breakfast on the beach that he cooked for him, which was very nice, because, you know, if I'm mad at my friend, I don't know that I want to cook him breakfast. And he talks to him again. And the way the Bible tells the story, they say that Jesus asked Peter, hey, do you love me? Peter says, yes. And then Jesus asked him to care for the rest of, you know, Jesus' group of friends and followers. He called them sheep. They aren't actual sheep.
Herd.
People, yes. And so three times Jesus asked Peter if he loves him, because how many times did Peter say he didn't know him?
Three times.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a symbol of being all the way back in as friends.
I would have said it four. Probably.
You would have said it four? Tell me why.
I would have asked one up in.
One up, even more. It's even more okay. I like that. And so from then on, the group started telling more people that Jesus was actually alive, that they had seen him, that they had eaten with him, that he had made them breakfast. And that was part of the beginning of this group of friends of Jesus carrying on in as like kind of a family of God and loving each other and loving the world and all starting from believing that Jesus really was alive. So this is the part where you guys get to talk about anything else you noticed or wondered.
Was it stormy, like, when they were fishing?
Mm,
because a lot of the stories when they're on boats, it's storming,
mm-hmm.
usually.
That is
or
true.
It had just finished or about to, and they're, like, going back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I am looking at the way John tells it, and he says nothing about the weather.
Okay.
My hunch is that means it wasn't stormy.
Okay.
Because I think usually they note it, because storms scared the bejesus out of them.
Also, how did God get, or Jesus get the fish there? Telekinesis? Can he control them, like mind control,
mm-hmm.
or just, he just saw a school of fish?
Great question, and I don't know. Probably in real life, There would have been other people fishing too. Probably he could have just asked some of them if he could have a few of their fish. That's not really nearly as exciting as telekinesis.
Yeah,
they wouldn't have been the only boat out on the lake going for a fish.
Yeah.
So, probably somebody who came in earlier and had a catch, he shared with them. That's my guess.
My guess is telekinesis.
If Jesus was going to cook you breakfast, what food are you picking?
Ooh, pancakes. He would make magical pancakes, I bet.
Would they have, like, chocolate chips in them? Or
chocolate chips and sprinkles. Or bacon. Both.
All right, let's see. Anything else about the story that you think was weird or a favorite part?
Favorite part was the fish part. Like
the eating or the catching?
The catching.
Yeah.
Pop quiz. How many fish did John, Peter, and the others catch? How many fish did they catch? Did they catch either 153, 75, or 30? 30. Ding, 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 ding. They caught 153.
True or false?
Did Peter jump out of the boat to meet Jesus? Ding, ding, ding. True. He did.
He jumped right out. And John says they were like 100 yards, 300 feet away from shore, which means it was probably shallow-ish. And he probably would have been like kind of thicker clothes. So I feel like it probably would have been pretty heavy to like get himself through the shallow end.
Definitely. The second he got in water, like I do that and I'm like, I can't move very well.
Yeah. Have you ever swam in your clothes?
Yeah.
You have.
No.
Yeah, like you haven't swam in your clothes before?
I mean, I haven't exactly, but I fell in the pool with a towel on and my shoes.
Right, and then it gets all
over. So, yeah, my shoes, they were like clopped.
Now it's your turn. What did you notice or wonder about or think was weird from this story or any other story in the Bible or just about God overall? You can record your question and send it to us either as a direct message on Instagram to Meredith Ann Miller, as an email to askawaypodcast@gmail.com, or you can leave us a Voxer message. We're there as Ask Away Podcast. And when you do, please tell us your first name, how old you are, and try to talk nice and loud. Grown-ups, you can also find me on Instagram, Meredith Ann Miller, where I send out a newsletter about every 6 weeks, just about questions that we have and our kids have about God, faith, and the Bible. That's all for now. Catch you next time. Bye.
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 Grown-ups, please rate, subscribe, and
review. Please.
Please.